The Bullock Academy Gators enter the 2025 season riding the momentum of an unforgettable 2024 campaign that saw them dominate their schedule, remain undefeated in the regular season, and bring home the state championship. Under head coach Aaron Phillips, the Gators combined a relentless defense with explosive offensive playmaking, cementing themselves as one of the most disciplined and dynamic programs in the state. In this year's preview, we break down the full 2025 schedule, revisit key moments from last year's championship run, and share insight from Coach Phillips in an exclusive Q&A. Bullock Academy Athletics 2025 schedule with 2024 recaps. August 16 at Portal, 9 p.m. The Gators opened the 2024 season in championship fashion, edging Portal 19-18 to claim the Irk Russell Classic Trophy. BA set the tone early, forcing multiple turnovers in the first half and jumping ahead 13-0 on touchdowns from Danya Garvin and Shamar Jenkins, plus key defensive plays from Ike Hubbard and Braylon Cohn. Jenkins also snagged an interception before halftime to preserve the shutout through two quarters. Portal fought back in the second half, but Garvin's second touchdown and the Gator defense's ability to come up with stops when it mattered most sealed the win. Hubbard delivered the final dagger with a late first down run that allowed BA to run out the clock. Head coach Aaron Phillips praised the team's energy and defensive play, but said the focus heading into the rest of the season would be on sustaining drives and finishing in the red zone. The victory not only gave BA a 1-0 start, but also set a winning tone heading into their Week 2 matchup at Claxton, August 22 versus Claxton, 7:30 p.m. Bullock Academy stayed perfect on the young season with a dominant 38-13 road win over Claxton. The Gators' ground game was relentless, led by Shamar Jenkins, who scored three touchdowns, including a highlight 60-yard run, while Danya Garvin added two more scores. The defense stifled the Tigers and even contributed to the scoring with a fourth-quarter safety. BA led just 15-7 at halftime but exploded in the third quarter with back-to-back touchdown drives from Jenkins and Garvin to pull away. By the time the final period began, the Gators were firmly in control at 29-7 and never looked back. Head coach Aaron Phillips praised the team's physicality and balanced attack as the Gators improved to 2-0, setting up a road matchup with Augusta Christian in Week 3, Sept. 4 at Robert Toombs Christian Academy, RTCA, 7:30 p.m. The Gators kept their hot streak alive with a dominant 42-7 home win over Robert Toombs Christian, improving to 4-0 on the year. We set the tone early with a sharp opening drive capped by quarterback Sam Hubbard's touchdown run, then extended the lead behind a powerful ground attack from Shamar Jenkins and Danya Garvin. The defense was relentless. Braylon Cohn and William Polk led the charge up front, while Parker Chance's interception return set up another score. Even in sloppy, wet conditions, we controlled all phases of the game, adding two more touchdowns in the fourth quarter to seal the win. Coach Aaron Phillips praised the effort but stressed the need to protect the football and execute better inside the red zone, Sept. 12 versus John Millage Academy, JMA, 7:30 p.m. The Gators stayed perfect at 5-0 with a commanding 35-6 road win over John Millage, fueled by a balanced offense and a stingy defense. Shamar Jenkins opened the scoring late in the first quarter, and Ike Hubbard followed with a 63-yard sprint to the end zone in the second. Danya Garvin added another before halftime, giving BA a 21-0 lead at the break. In the fourth quarter, Sam Hubbard punched in a score, and Jenkins capped the night with his second touchdown. The defense held the Trojans to just one late score, marking the third straight game the Gators allowed fewer than 10 points. Sept. 19 at Strong Rock Christian, 7:30 p.m. The Gators kept the win streak alive with a dominant 49-14 home victory over Strong Rock Christian, scoring in all four quarters. Ike Hubbard and Shamar Jenkins set the tone early with first-quarter rushing touchdowns, and Jenkins added another in the second before Danya Garvin broke free for a 19-yard score. After halftime, Sam Hubbard powered in from 2 yards out, and senior Parker Chance capped the night with his first career touchdown run. Head coach Aaron Phillips praised the team's depth in the backfield but warned against complacency, reminding the Gators that you win these games Monday through Thursday, not just on Friday nights. Sept. 26 at Tatnall Square Academy, TSA, 7:30 p.m. Bullock Academy didn't play the Tatnall Square Trojans last season, however their record ended 7-3 overall, 3-1 in the region. October 3 vs. Hilton Head Christian Academy, HHCA, 7:30 p.m. Bullock Academy didn't play HHCA last season, however their record ended 7-4 overall, 2-1 in the region. October 9 at Frederica Academy, 7:30 p.m. After a three-week layoff caused by Hurricane Helene, the Gators returned to the field and kept their undefeated season alive with a hard-fought 14-0 home win over Frederica Academy. Shamar Jenkins provided the spark with a 52-yard touchdown run in the first quarter, and BA added one more score before halftime to build their final margin. While the offense went scoreless in the second half, the defense locked in to preserve the shutout, their second of the season, and push the Gators to 7-0. October 17 vs. St. Andrew's School, 7:30 p.m. The Gators rolled to their eighth straight win with a complete 55-0 shutout on the road, dominating all three phases against St. Andrew's. Donye Garvin led the charge with multiple first-half scores, Ike Hubbard added two touchdowns of his own, and Shamar Jenkins found the end zone before halftime as BA jumped to a 48-0 lead at the break. Connor Perry and Keontae Maynard came up with interceptions, and Rocco Reese capped the scoring in the third quarter. Head coach Aaron Phillips praised his team's physicality and execution, but made it clear they'd continue to push hard heading into their rivalry finale with Pinewood Christian. October 24 at Pinewood Christian, 7:30 p.m. On senior night, the Gators capped their second straight undefeated regular season with a decisive win over their rivals from Pinewood Christian. Shamar Jenkins opened the scoring and added multiple touchdowns, Donye Garvin, Ike Hubbard, Billy Kreider, Parker Chance, and Rocco Reese each found the end zone, and Case Woodrum nailed most of his extra point attempts. The defense was anchored by JT Lee, Rocco Reese, and Connor Perry, holding PCA scoreless until the final seconds of the third quarter. Post-game, seniors from football, cheer, and the shotgun team were honored on the field as BA celebrated a perfect 9-0 regular season and looked ahead to the playoffs. Bullock Academy Athletics Playoff Season Recap Street Ann Pacelli The Gators opened the playoffs with a statement shutout, overpowering the Vikings in all phases of the game. Shamar Jenkins scored three first-half touchdowns, two through the air from Sam Hubbard and one on the ground, while Case Woodrum went perfect on extra points to give BA a 21-0 halftime lead. The defense was relentless, with big stops from Donye Garvin, Parker Chance, and Braylon Cohn, plus a key pass breakup by Hamp Harrelson. The third quarter featured a safety and a score from BJ Smart, and JB Roach put the exclamation point on the night with a pick six in the fourth. With the win, the Gators moved to 10-0 and earned a semifinal rematch with Brookstone. Brookstone in a rematch 1 year in the making, the Gators avenged last season's controversial semifinal loss by grinding out a hard-fought win over the Cougars. Shamar Jenkins opened the scoring with a 1 yard run in the second quarter, and Billy Kreider extended the lead on a 29-yard touchdown pass from Sam Hubbard in the third. Hubbard then added a 4-yard rushing score to make it 20-0 early in the fourth. Brookstone rallied with two late touchdowns, but BA's defense, led by Ike Hubbard's two interceptions, Parker Chance's pick, and key stops from Braylon Cohn, Keontae Maynard, and JT Lee, shut the door. With the win, BA punched its ticket to the GIAA State Finals at Georgia Southern's Paulson Stadium. First Presbyterian Day Bullock Academy capped a perfect 12-0 season by winning the 2024 GIAA Class Quadruple A State Championship, defeating First Presbyterian Day 14-10 at Georgia Southern's Paulson Stadium. After a scoreless first half, the Vikings struck first, but BA answered with two touchdowns from Shamar Jenkins, one to tie the game in the third quarter and another to take the lead in the fourth. The Gators' defense sealed the victory with relentless pressure, sacks from William Polk, and two interceptions from Ike Hubbard, delivering the school's first state title in 28 years. The Bullock Academy Gators practice for semifinal game against the Brookstone Cougars. Destiny Hartwell Q&A with Coach Phillips. How do you feel about your team so far heading into the season? Kids have worked really hard this summer in the weight room. We still have a lot of work to do, but I'm proud of the progress and I'm proud of the kids that have stepped up and are filling some of the leadership roles left behind by the graduating class we had last year. What's the energy been like during practices this summer? For the most part, we've had great energy. We had a great camp at Georgia Southern and we've been blessed with some really good weather for this time of the year, so morale and energy has been up. Who are some key players you lost from last year, and how are you filling those spots? We had 14 seniors last year and most those guys were starter on one side of the ball. I don't think we will feel that we're just one guy this year, but I like the stable of guys who have taken that role. I think that production could be better. We lost two linebackers, Josh Mager, who was the Statesboro Herald Athlete of the Year and an All-State linebacker in Parker Chance. We have four talented guys that are rotating in those two spots and they're getting better with each practice. Which players have stepped up the most in the offseason? Jack Lanier is doing a great job of anchoring on offensive line. He's a senior and a starter from last season who's taking a leadership role. Braylon Cohn has done a great job in the offseason getting in shape and really sharpening his game. Sam Hubbard, the quarterback, has continued to develop into an offensive threat even more so than he was last year. Having your center back and your quarterback is vital for not fence, but we also get back Danye Garvin. Danye has rushed for almost 3,000 yards the last two seasons. Those guys are gonna play big roles in our success. Are there any younger players or newcomers we should keep an eye on this year? We have a couple of newcomers to our team this year and some young guys stepping up. One newcomer is Maddox Lee. Maddox comes in as a running back and a great athlete. He catches the ball really well and has a great football mind. We look for him to have a great year. We also picked up Colin Grooms, a defensive end and offensive tackle with good strength and is very raw with a lot of upside. He's going to continue to get better and better and he's done a great job thus far this season. Bullock Academy Gators Friday night. Destiny Hartwell. What are some things you focused on improving in the offseason? Getting as much experience as we could in the offseason with some of our young guys since we graduated a big class. Really focused on not being complacent. Do you feel like the team is more confident going into this season? When you have a team that has a lot of young guys, they are hungry to prove themselves and they have a lot of confidence. We also have a pretty good mixture of some older leadership guys and I think the combination of the two is really good. What game are you or the team most looking forward to and why? I don't think our kids are looking at any one game in particular. We really focused as a team and as a football family on who's next and that's all we're looking at. We try to treat every single game the same. Do you think you're stronger on offense or defense right now, or are things pretty balanced? Obviously, early on with having your quarterback return your starting center from last year and one of your leading ball carriers, that's going to naturally my offense a little bit ahead of the defense. But we've done a great job defensively this summer. Coach Chris Kearson, longtime head coach at ECI, joined us as a defensive coordinator and he's doing a great job developing and coaching our kids. What's something you're trying to do differently this year compared to last season? We're not trying to reinvent the wheel or anything like that. We're gonna do what we do and try to be the best we can be at it. We're gonna try to play physical and tough. Be very good on the fence and if we can do that we like our team and our chances. How do you keep the team motivated during the grind of the season? It's not just during the season for us, it's all the time. In the offseason in the summer, we really talk to our kids about how hard football is, the life lessons you get out of it. There is no elevator to the top. You have to take the stairs. We think this is true in life also. If you make 30 workouts in the summer, do all the team runs, make 180 lifts during the school year, I think on Friday nights that's all the motivation you need. What would you say is the identity of your team this year? I think we really taken ownership of BET. Our team's motto, which stands for brotherhood, effort, and toughness. You're going to fight for your family harder than anybody. You can only control a few things, and effort is one of them. It's not about how many times you can get knocked down, it's about how many times you can keep getting up. Bullock Academy Gators 2025 Varsity Football Roster. Official roster is provided by Bullock Academy. Irk Russell Classic Roster. Hash. Name. Grade. Height. Weight. Positions. 1. Cannon Vickery. 9. 5 feet 9 inches. 150. QB, DB. 2. Reed Williams. 9. 5 feet 9 inches. 163. RB, SS. 3. Jace Farmer. 9. 5 feet 8 inches. 148. RB, DB. 4. AK Watkins. 11. 6 feet 3 inches. 175. WR, DB. 5. Maddox Lee. 11. 5 feet 7 inches. 160. RB, DB. 6. Sam Hubbard. 11. 5 feet 10 inches. 170. QB, DB. 7. JB Roach. 11. 6 feet 1 inch. 177. QB, SS. 8. Whit Olaf. 11. 5 feet 8 inches. 165. RB, LB. 9. Tate Williamson. 10. 6 feet 0 inches. 185. Tay, LB. 10. Billy Kreider. 11. 6 feet 3 inches. 191. SE, FS. 11. Brennigan Priest. 12. 6 feet 1 inch. 172. ILB, WR. 12. Landon Mitchell. 10. 5 feet 7 inches. 140. QB, DB. 13. Mason Wills. 11. 5 feet 7 inches. 155. OLB. 14. Connor Perry. 10. 5 feet 9 inches. 170. RB, SS. 15. Omar Cruz. 11. 5 feet 11 inches. 210. RB, OLB. 16. Case Woodrum. 10. 5 feet 7 inches. 145. K. 17. Rocco Reese. 11. 5 feet 8 inches. 176. RB, SS. 18. Jonah Burns. 10. 6 feet 1 inch. 160. WR, DB. 19. Nash Motes. 9. 5 feet 7 inches, 125, WR, 20, BJ, Smart, 11, 5 feet 9 inches, 187, Re, OLB, 21, John David Burns, 12, 5 feet 7 inches, 125, WR, DB, 22, Danya Garvin, 12, 5 feet 8 inches, 190, FB, OLB, 23, Nick Eason Jr., 105 feet 11 inches 175 RB, CB 24 Brady Popkin 125 feet 10 inches 175 P25 Hunter Chance 105 feet 7 inches 135 WR, DB 26 Hudson Schingler 95 feet 7 inches 141 RB, OLB 27 Harold Park 115 feet 8 inches 150 WR, DB 28 Camden Mager 95 feet 7 inches 125 SE, OLB 29 Edward Nguyen 105 feet 9 inches 163 RB, SS 30 Kellen Banks 95 feet 8 inches 160 RB, LB 32 Cale Hardy 95 feet 9 inches 165 FB, LB 33 Bradley Wiggins 95 feet 8 inches 145 WR 34 Parker Walden 95 feet 8 inches 160 RB, LB 35 Angelo Pereira 125 feet 10 inches 180 K37 Charlie McNeil 105 feet 8 inches 160 OL, DL 42 Ricky Jeffcoat 125 feet 10 inches 170 Delaware 44 Cohen Hendricks 105 feet 9 inches 180 FB, LB 45 Bobby McCormick 96 feet 0 inches 150 DE 46 Jace Williams 125 feet 10 inches 181 NG 50 James Lee 115 feet 6 inches 200 C, DL 52 Griff Sumner 105 feet 8 inches 227 OL, DL 54 Jack Lanier 125 feet 9 inches 235 OL, DL 55 Brian O'Sullivan 105 feet 8 inches 150 OL, DL 56 Colin Grooms 116 feet 3 inches 210 OL, D 57 Alec Franklin 95 feet 9 inches 160 OL, DL 60 Finley Stewart 115 feet 9 inches 150 OL, DL 63 Bo Kreider. Greater than 10? 5 feet 10 inches. 228 OL, DL 67 Sladen Roberts 9 5 feet 10 inches 260 OL, DL 72 Bryce Parrish 10 5 feet 11 inches 215 OL, DL 73 Wesley Wang 9 6 feet 0 inches 205 OL, DL 82 Henry Wells 9 5 feet 9 inches 140 WR 88 58 Braylon Cohn 11 6 feet 2 inches 294 DOL. Once again this football season, Grice Connect Sports will offer live scoring powered by ScoreStream. We are also looking for parents or other super fans who would be willing to send us photos and live game updates from home and away games for each school this season. If you're interested, please contact sports@griceconnect.com or Blake Williams at blake@griceconnect.com for more information. Grice Connect Sports is proudly supported by Optimum Orthopedics and another generous community partner who helps make our local sports coverage possible. Thank you for helping us tell the Bullock County story through your contributions.